Welcome to Life Through a Dram, where Danny Brown shares his take on life, being a better person, and appreciating the here and now, all accompanied by a dram and a fine single malt whiskey. And now, here's your host, Danny Brown.
Hi guys, and welcome to another episode of Life Through a Dram. This week I'm enjoying a Glenlivet 18-year-old, which is such a smooth dram. It's one from the Speyside area, which is a little bit further south than the the Isle of whiskies that I've been enjoying the last few weeks. This one's a mixture. It's been through American oak barrels, which gives it a nice fruity taste, but it's also been through sherry oak barrels, and that gives it a little bit of a spice. So as you drink it, you have the smoothness of the fruit and the aftertaste of the spice, which is really, really nice. So if you have a chance to hunt it down, the Glenlivet 18-year-old is very, very nice. As people, we're fixated on size. We want bigger houses, bigger cars, bigger offices, and bigger paychecks. But, you know, if our neighbour gets a pool, ours has to be bigger, for example. It's one of the fallacies of being human. Big means successful. You know, you look at some of the companies around the world and it's always, you know, the Enrons, although Enron didn't end up that well for them, but it's always the Enrons and companies that size that, you know, people look to as a successful company. And it goes for business, you know. We see corporations wanting bigger land or bigger deals or bigger profits. And when, you know, when the executives retire, they want bigger handshakes when time comes for them to move on. So, you know, business, like life, big means successful. But does it really? You know, I mean, think about it. I mentioned Enron earlier on. They had 4,000 employees, and they were meant to be the gold standard for success, if you like. But then all 4,000 employees lost their jobs and their life savings when Enron got caught in the biggest corporate fraud in history. And, you know, if you haven't heard of the Enron story, Google it and see what happened to Enron. And more importantly, you know, see what happened to their employees. Does, you know, think about big when it comes to technology. Today we have Blu-ray. But before Blu-ray, there was HD DVD and there was, Blu-ray. It wasn't before Blu-ray, sorry. But HD DVD, much like the good old days of Betamax and VHS for people old enough to remember videotape wars, Betamax was the superior platform, but VHS won out because it had more tech companies involved and it was cheaper basically to purchase as opposed to, you know, HD DVD. So, you know, HD DVD lost out to, Betamax lost out to VHS. And HD DVD lost out to Blu-ray. So, you know, it doesn't mean that the bigger company wins. And, you know, think about movies. I mean, back in, 1982, 1983, I think? 82, I think. Anyway, there was a movie came out called E.T., made by uber whiz kid Steven Spielberg. And that was the biggest movie of the year. It was like until then, Star Wars was the biggest movie when it came to profits and, you know, fans, etc. Then Spielberg came out with E.T. and it was a huge, huge success. So at that time, Atari was one of the biggest game makers in the world, video game makers. So they purchased the rights to the E.T. movie and made a game based on E.T. Problem was, they purchased the rights really late in the game, if you like, and they had to rush the game out to meet the holiday market, the Christmas market. Now, because of that, there was a whole ton of bugs in this game, and when it was released to retail, people returned it in droves. It was so bad, there's like an urban myth that Atari took the drastic steps of taking 5 million copies of the game and burying it in the New Mexico desert. Such was the plan to, you know, hide the failure of this video game. So, you know, despite our belief that size is a measure of our success, it isn't. Like, look at the examples I just shared. It's how you use your own size to define success. Like, think about it, okay? We're in a business world where Starbucks can be your office. You don't need a physical office. Starbucks and Wi-Fi and a laptop and a cell phone, that's your office right there. Business deals, I mean, they can be done thousands of miles apart by that little setup itself. So we basically live in an age where perception isn't so much a factor as perception of perception. You know, if people perceive that you're big, then they will believe you're big, even if you're a one-man operation working out of a Starbucks. And this puts you in the driving seat. You decide how you're perceived. You know, you define how polished you are. Basically, you define how big you appear. And you know what? To some, big might still be the measuring stick of success. You know, you have to have a certain amount of employees. You have to have a certain amount of dollars in the bank. You have to have, I don't know, a certain amount of cars in the driveway. And you know what? That's fine. But they'll probably be the same ones cutting costs further down the line when they realize big checks don't actually mean bigger profits. So if you want to define success, big is what you make of it, you know. You decide how big, how successful you are, and what success looks like for you. For me, it's my family, it's my happiness, it's my, you know, my enjoyment of life, basically. And I don't need millions of dollars in the bank to make that happen. I just need three people here with two dogs and me to make that happen. So think about what you want to make happen and think about what big and successful means to you. And then work on that. Don't work on what success means to other people or what other people think success means to you. Think of what it means to you. Okay? This has been Danny at the Life Through a Dram podcast. I hope you're enjoying it. Like I say, I'm enjoying a really nice clone of an 18-year-old, and it's, to me, that's big right there. So cheers, guys. Shalan Javar, and speak soon.
This has been Life Through a Dram. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode.